11. Use of astral projection and telepathy. We are your fellow brothers and sisters living below the surface of your Earth, and here to help you and to work with you. We also receive instructions from the hierarchy. We are involved in the process of ascension just as you are, and we are all gathered here speaking to you. We come forth this day bearing a message to you from the great city of Telos located beneath your surface. This great city shimmers in the light of day as you know it on your Earth. It shimmers and glows with the light from above, with the God light that envelopes us all as we live beneath your surface. We are engaged in many of the same activities as you on the surface. We do the same kinds of things, and we ask the same kinds of questions. We have the same kinds of concerns. We have the same kinds of thoughts. Only our thoughts are slightly elevated, as we have the good fortune of being surrounded by, and being in the midst of, the great central sun. For we are connected in our thoughts to the great central sun, to the great light of the God of all. Our thoughts carry us to distant places. Our thoughts take us to wherever we project them, for we are conscious of our thoughts, and carefully project them out to wherever we wish to be. We have learned this method of astral projection, and we practice it daily. And so some of us are here with you now in our consciousness, as we have astral projected to your location where this channeling is taking place. If you feel a certain presence, know it is us, for we are here and we carry forth love from Telos. We wish you to know that we greet you nightly as you visit us in Telos. You call to us to enter, and we receive you. We always receive you, and we always hear your calls. Whenever you want to visit us, just call to us nightly before you go to sleep, and we will receive you. We receive all who call. We are a training ground here in Telos. We are a training ground to those beings who wish to learn from us. The information we have is for all, and we are eager to impart all our learning that we have sacredly preserved throughout the generations for just such a time as this when we can now share it openly with you. This will be a time when we can share it openly with you at night in your etheric bodies, when we can share it openly with you soon, as we will be bringing it forth to the surface. And we have much to share with you, for we have preserved all the sacred learnings of the past. We have preserved all the technologies. We have preserved all that will make your Earth clean and pure and beautiful again. And so we are so glad to be working with you, for you never work alone, know that. And we are so grateful to be teamed up with you, and so grateful to you for recognizing the great part that we will be playing on your Earth's journey toward the light. We are aglow with happiness and joy to be with you today, and we thank you for making our existence known in your part of the country. We thank you for anchoring the light in your part of the country. We thank you for the light as it glows from you, and radiates to all around you, and reflects in the heavens. We leave you for now, and thank you for carrying the light. Question: how do our thoughts reach you? I am here today to welcome you to our readership. We broadcast to you from beneath your Earth, and we invite you to broadcast to us from your thoughts and meditations. For broadcasting thoughts to a designated place allows us to communicate. Your thoughts enter our energy field and vibrate to our wavelength, where we become aware of your presence, and then tuning using our receptors to capture your transmission. We are very good at this since we've been practicing receiving telepathic messages from the surface for eons. We use telepathy to tune into your surface to monitor areas that we deem important to the planet's well-being. Your planet is, so to speak, under siege right now. The dark forces are being turned back, and the light is rapidly spreading around the globe. The darkness is on the retreat, and receding daily. As this occurs, more and more of your surface population are awakening to the light, and beginning to see their lives in a new perspective. So keep up the hope of a new day dawning, for it shall indeed be so, as we hear and Telos know. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast. I send you love and light from Telos. Message to the annual Wesak celebration in MT Shasta. Greetings from Telos. I am Adama, High Priest and Ascended Master of Telos, a subterranean city beneath the ground you stand on. I speak on behalf of all our people underground, all your brothers and sisters of light who live in subterranean cities beneath the Earth's surface. Know that we are all capable of astral projection, and that we have astral projected to this site to unite with you in one consciousness. We stand united with you as one. We, too, have answered this clarion call to gather at this sacred site to celebrate the Wesak Festival. We, too, are participants in Earth's ascension plan, and we, too, are disciples and initiates on the path of ascension. We, too, are participants in this ceremonial activation and initiations taking place over these 3 Wesak days. So, we are joined with you in totality and in our full consciousness as disciples and initiates to receive our initiations along with you, our brothers and sisters above ground. This is a most awesome assemblage, and we are proud to stand here with you to bring truth and light and love to the Earth. Know that you are all welcome to visit Telos in your etheric forms at night. Just call on Adama, and request entrance. We remain here with you until the conclusion of these festivities, when the last soul has departed this site. You are all light, as we are all light, and soon our two lights will merge into one great light of planetary ascension.